Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Dua. Inshallah Azzawajal, today we've got a beautiful topic. Before we proceed towards our topic, let me mention what are we going to cover today Inshallah Azzawajal. Today we'll cover something about Dua. Inshallah, we'll have a segment where we will learn one specific dua, inshallah, which has been mentioned in the books of Ahadith. And furthermore, we'll have one beautiful message also. And what will that message be? When you will, inshallah, listen, you'll find out beautiful topic and from a beautiful personality too, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Respected viewers, my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Da'wat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible deed or do any task. So Alhamdulillah, as I am presenting this program, I make this intention, inshaAllah, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should all make this intention. You will watch from start to end for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. And with all these beautiful intentions, ask your family members, children, they can come sit in front of Madani Channel's screen, watch this program, learn something about dua, which is known to be essence of worship, which is essence of your ibadah, alhamdulillah, weapon of a believer. And it is itself in ibadah when you're making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we should find out what are the details about this beautiful worship. And this is all about, this program is all about, alhamdulillah. Respected viewers, today we've got our brother, Muballigh of Dawat Islami, Muhammad Waseem Abbas Attari with us. Inshallah, he joins me. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah. Waseem Abbas bhai, marhaba. Once again, welcome you in this program.
Jazakallah, Rizwan
bhai. We've been covering various different aspects of dua, which are relevant with this beautiful topic. Before we covered those places, those maqamat, where you go and pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ulama, they have written that du'as are accepted, deduced from the various books of ahadith. Now, today, the topic is beautiful.
Subhanallah.
And for the viewers of Madani Channel, that what are those kalimat, what are those words, what are those phrases, and what are those specific kalimat and word, especially Ismi Azam,
Subhanallah,
which have been mentioned in the books of ahadith and by ulama and scholars we come to know. And if we say that when we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is mentioned that du'as are accepted, what is, in other words, we will talk about what is the proper way of asking in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the proper words to present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have this hope and yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua. So, Waseem Abbas bhai, first of all, I would like to ask you, how important do you feel it is that we choose right words? How important it is that when we make dua, we should have that knowledge. When we are asking in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should we have that knowledge? Because some people, they do not know even how to ask. They do not know that manner of asking. And likewise, if we go to any individual who is in a high office, or he possesses any big position, or maybe let's say a king or president or prime minister, we talk in a way that is respectable. Even if we have got any plea or any request or any demand or any wish we would like to present in his court, so we choose our wording and we make sure that we do not say something which is not to be said there. And likewise, without any example that suits best to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is king of all the kings, he is our creator, but alhamdulillah, we should have certain manners, certain etiquette, certain especially words when it comes when we have to present our plea and hajat, What do you think? How important it is?
SubhanAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Indeed, Rizwan, Ismi Adham, the topic that we'll be covering today, it encompasses of those words, those phrases which one should use while supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we talk about its importance, we understand its importance through the chain of transmission from which these narrations have reached us. The muhaddithin, how much emphasis they placed on this very subject reaches. So this in its own shows us how important it is for us to understand this and then use those words, those phrases, those sentences accordingly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have elite scholars, Aimma Ikram, Muhaddithin, who have narrated these narrations in their books. You'll find them in Sihai Sitta, where we find the Ismi Adham, different phrases which have been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which have been taught to Ummah, that we should use these words to supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a nutshell, many viewers of Madani channel might be thinking that Ismi Adham, what exactly is it? Ismi Adham are... It comprises of those sentences, those kalimat, those words through which our du'as will be accepted. In a hadith, we've been told that use these words when you supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your du'a will be accepted. There are various narrations, Rizwan, various sayings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, through which we come to know different words, different phrases which are referred to as Ismi Azam.
The meaning of Ismi Azam would be the name, the biggest name.
The right? Biggest, ji.
In terms of glory, in terms of azmat, right?
Indeed.
So when we mention that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or those kalimat which mentions the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so different ulama, different scholars, they have referred different kalimat or different names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or maybe different phrases or sentences as Ismi Azam.
Indeed, which have been mentioned in a hadith. So we should know them and we should supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using them. Like this one narration before me right now, which states that in a hadith, the ayah kareema, very famous, ayah kareema, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka, inni kuntum minal zalimeen. This has been referred to as Ismi Azam. For this, it is stated that this is Ismi Azam, and whatever dua is made using these words, the dua will be accepted.
Subhanallah.
So ayah kareema, very famous ayah,
which was recited by Sayyidina Yunus ala Nabiyyullah.
Indeed, indeed. And then ulama, they further say that ayah kareema, which I just recited, this is very effective for the acceptability of dua and for preventing calamities, adversities, have them removed. Very, very effective for that.
So I would say, if you could please mention the meaning of that ayah also.
Ji.
So that people who are watching us, brothers and sisters, viewers, they can understand that what is this, the meaning of this dua when Sayyidina Yunus ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his dua was accepted.
Ji.
And this is mentioned as being Ismi Azam.
Indeed. Mashallah. And before mentioning the translation of it, I'll mention the one hadith where the Prophet والسلام, he encouraged us to recite this ayah kareema whilst making dua, and how important it is for us to understand this very ayah kareema and its importance. So Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, he states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, should I not tell you that Ismi Azam of Allah Almighty, that if you call him using it, then he will accept it, and if you ask for something using it, he will grant you.
Subhanallah.
Then he said that is the dua that Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he made in three darknesses.
Subhanallah.
Which was La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntum minal zalimeen. And someone asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is this dua specific to Yunus alayhi salat?
Yeah.
Or is it for all the Muslims as well? Then in reply to this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, have you not heard this very saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we henceforth heard this call and rescued him from grief, and we shall similarly rescue the Muslims.
Yeah, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Subhanallah.
This is the part which I want to clarify for
them. And we shall similarly rescue the Muslims. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he clarified over here that this ayah kareema is not specific to Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, but for all the Muslims in general. This is in general for everyone, and a means of salvation and a means for calamities, adversities to be removed for everyone and for the acceptability of du'as. And how important this is, Rizwan Bey, again, if we try to understand this through the Aimma Karam who have mentioned this, Imam Ahmad, Imam Tirmizi, Nisa'i, Bayqi, Imam Hakim, all these muhaddithin, they've mentioned this hadith in their books.
SubhanAllah.
Which shows how powerful this hadith is and how authentic this hadith is in terms of understanding Ismi Azam and this Ayah Karima. That how important this is for us to understand that this is very, very, very strong Ismi Azam through which du'as are accepted.
It's very common also amongst Muslims, mashallah. Many viewers, they already know this ayah kareema, alhamdulillah. And people, they also do wird of it. They recite it quite a few times whenever they are in any adversity or they're facing any problems and they want their du'as are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wird of this ayah kareema is done. And alhamdulillah, why is that? Because this is mentioned in hadith. And ulama, they guide us, they tell us that we should recite it, inshallah, and your du'a will be accepted. So it's very powerful du'a. We should learn this. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So this is the du'a. Spectators of Madani Channel, this is also known as du'a of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. Jee, Wasim bhai.
Subhanallah. Furthermore, is one with you, is another beautiful statement regarding which it is stated that the du'as are accepted. Now, what was that statement? Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he heard someone supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using these words, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu annaka antallahu la ilaha illa antal ahadus samadul ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakullahu kufuwan ahad. Using these words, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he heard someone supplicating. Now upon this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the Ismi Azam that you've used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you use this Ismi Azam to ask Him for something, that He Almighty will grant you. And if you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using this Ismi Azam, the one that you recited, then He will accept your dua. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself over here taking oath upon the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is saying that the Ismi Azam that you just used, if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything using this Ismi Azam, you will be given. By Allah, taking oath upon the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then furthermore, if you ask, if you make any dua in the court of Allah Almighty using this Ismi Azam, then you will be, your dua will be accepted. That's how powerful these words are, is one way. That's how powerful Ismi Azam is. Now, again, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he's taught us in a hadith mubarakah to his ummah that how important it is for us to understand those words, those phrases through which our du'as are accepted. And who other than the Prophet والسلام, can guide us better? Everything is for the sake of the Prophet. He والسلام, is the source of guidance. He والسلام, is the source of Iman. He has taught us. So this very, these very phrases that I just read, what do they translate as? What is the meaning of those phrases? It means that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask you for the sake of that witness, that you are the Lord, and there is none worthy of worship besides you, and you are alone and independent, and you have no offspring, nor is there anyone born from you, and there is no one equal to you.
No doubt.
This is the translation of the words that that very companion used in the Prophet ﷺ taking the oath upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that whoever asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using these words, Allah Almighty will grant him. And whatever dua is made using these words to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will accept the dua.
SubhanAllah, respective views of Madani Channel. This all depends upon our knowledge. If we know how to make dua, what are the words. But the question is, how will we learn this knowledge? Many viewers right now who are watching, they did not know this before, that what are those words, what are those kalimat, what are those phrases, what are those sentences. If we do hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before making dua, then our dua will be accepted. Because we did not have that knowledge. But this Madani channel, alhamdulillah, is giving that knowledge to us. We are sharing this knowledge to you. So you can learn, alhamdulillah. Once you know, then you will implement. It is all about knowing. It's all about seeking knowledge. So wherever, whenever you can find an opportunity to learn authentic knowledge from authentic Sunni ulama and scholars, you should seek that knowledge, learn, because once you know, then only you can implement. And alhamdulillah, today we shared two beautiful kalimat, two beautiful alhamdulillah sentences, words. If you recite them, if you do hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through in your dua, and then you make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using these words mentioned in the books of ahadith, inshallah azawajal, your duas will be accepted. Respectfully, now it's the time to include one segment in our program, and that is masnoon dua. Let's learn one dua in this segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum. Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
Respected viewers of Madani Share, today inshallah azawajal, we learn dua to be recited after sitting comfortably into a vehicle. What is that dua?
الحمد لله سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون.
Translation: all praise is for Allah Azza wa Jal. Purity belongs to Him who has put this vehicle under our control, and this was not within our control otherwise, and without doubt we are to return to our Rabb Azza wa Jal. This is mentioned in Sunan Abi Dawood, volume 3, page 49, hadith 2602. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is also a beautiful dua. We should recite it whenever we get and sit comfortably in our car or any vehicle. We should recite bus or train this beautiful dua. Again, this is all, again, it comes to the knowledge. If we seek knowledge, if we learn, alhamdulillah, these beautiful words. Now, if we talk about Masih Ibn Basbah, I was reading this, came in my mind, that all praise is for Allah Azza wa Ta'ala. See, again, hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned.
No,
we are saying this is a dua of journey, dua of traveling, right? Dua when we sit in our car and we recite for safety, alhamdulillah. But again, what are the kalimat? What are the words? They are again praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are consistent hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further he said, purity belongs to Him who has put this vehicle under our control.
Allah.
Again, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, we are nothing. Whatever we do is granted power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was not within our control otherwise. And Allah has made this in our control. And without doubt, we are to return to our Rabb Azza wa Jal. And there is a beautiful reminder also in this dua that وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. Indeed, one day we have to return to our Lord Azza wa Jal. So first we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are mentioning the glory and purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dhati aqdas. And then we are referring, all powers are granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He possesses, He is all powerful. Whatever He has granted us, given us, this is from His ata. This is from His granted power, whatever we have got or whatever we do. And furthermore, it's a reminder in this beautiful dua that one day we have to return to our Rabb Azza wa Jal. So we should not forget.
SubhanAllah. And also Rizwan, we, as you were mentioning, the translation of this dua and reciting this dua, it also sort of gives us a mindset that we are submitting and admitting to the fact of our servitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being submissive in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and admitting that we are nothing on our own. Everything is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We couldn't do anything without the help granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such beautiful and strong meanings. Again, this is dua.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're learning words. We're learning kalimat. We're learning those sentences. How can we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a proper manner? So this is our topic. And again, when you look at these famous duas, what beautiful kalimat they are used. And again, they are consisted on the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise of Allah is mentioned. So earlier, the hadith you mentioned, again, that was the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right?
And this is important to notice today, respected viewers. Whenever you make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, try to do hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all best manner possible. And what would be the best manner possible? And what would be the best words? Only we can learn from Rasulullah alayhi salam. Only we can learn from those, they know the proper hamd, because we cannot praise Allah truly.
Indeed.
With true words, with true kalimat. Right? And Rasulullah has taught us. And how he has taught us, we learned two earlier narrations. What are those kalimat? We learned those kalimat. Right? From Quran and from hadith, alhamdulillah. And we should use them, those beautiful words. We should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then make dua. Inshallah, our duas will be accepted. Wasim, by carrying further in this beautiful topic, what else would you like to share with viewers of Padanchi?
Subhanallah. Just the previous hadith that we covered, we talked about how authentic and how strong it is from the perspective of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taking oath upon the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and telling us that our du'as will be accepted. Now, Aimae Karam, Muhaddithin, they've also elaborated further on this hadith. They commented on this hadith. They say that there's no ambiguity in the sanad, in the transmission of this hadith. And in relation to Isme Adam, this hadith is the most authentic hadith that we discovered.
Mashallah.
In relation to Isme Adam, this hadith is the most authentic hadith, and there's no ambiguity in the sanad, in the transmission of this hadith. So this further clarifies for us that how authentic and how strong these words are, which we just covered, when we seek anything in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, who's mentioning this? Imam Ahmad, Imam Ibn Abi Shaybah, Abu Dawud, Tirmizi, Nisai, Ibn Majah, Ibn Hibban, Imam Hakim, rahimahumullah, all these elite muhaddithin have mentioned this hadith.
Wasibai, mashallah, there is another beautiful glad tiding which has been mentioned. I would like to just mention them, and if you could also state the translation for views of Padri Shail. Now, there are two blessed verses in Holy Quran. Respective viewers, again, Quran is our best source for us to learn the true hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to ask, and what are those beautiful words which have been mentioned in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned in hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam that Isme Azam is present in these two blessed ayahs.
Subhanallah.
Right? What is that? Ilahukum ilahum wahid. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim.
Subhanallah.
And Alif Lam Mim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-Hayyul Qayyum.
Subhanallah.
Now, respectful of Madin Shell, these are beautiful words. Now, one is the part of Surah Baqarah. And I was just thinking that in our ma'amulat of Ahl Sunnah, right, the practices of Ahl Sunnah, we do Khatam Sharif, we do recite Fatiha, we remember our loved ones, those that depart, we make dua for them, right? And Alhamdulillah, whenever Fatiha is recited, there are certain ayahs of Quran which are recited, certain kalimat which are recited specifically from Quran. And this very verse of Quran is also part of that Fatiha.
Subhanallah. How lucky we are.
Yeah. وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُمْ وَاحِدْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ وَالرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ
SubhanAllah.
Now, ulama, they have deduced from ahadith.
SubhanAllah.
And they have made that Fatiha.
Beautiful point.
Together.
MashaAllah.
And this is also one of that. SubhanAllah. Because when we are making dua for our loved ones, we are including that ayah which is part of From where it has been mentioned in Hadith that it is from Ismi Azam is present in this.
Subhanallah. Beautiful. And what is the translation of these two verses?
Subhanallah.
The first one that you mentioned, that's 163rd verse of Surah Baqarah. And your God is one God, i.e. Allah. There's no God except Him, but only He is the most gracious, the most merciful.
Again, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second verse, the other two verses that you recited are the first and second verses of Surah Ali Imran, which translate as Alif Lam Mim. And then Allah is worthy of worship. Except Him, no one is worthy of worship. He is alive on His own accord. He is alive on His own accord and the preserver of all others.
No doubt.
Again, it all revolves around glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you earlier mentioned, that you see, us on our own accord, on our own behalf, we don't have enough knowledge how to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But maybe we sacrifice upon the blessed na'lain of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He taught us how to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he told us through a hadith that these are the words through which your du'as will be accepted.
Even the extracts from Quran, they've been taken Allah out Allah and given to us by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And how close we are, subhanallah, towards that Ismi Azam.
Ji. And this hadith again has been narrated on the authority of Sayyidatana Asma bint Yazid radiallahu ta'ala anha. And again, Imam Ibn Shayba, Abu Dawud, Tirmizi, Ibn Majah, rahimahumullah, all they are mentioning this hadith on the authority of Sayyidatana Asma bint Yazid radiallahu ta'ala anha. So again, how fortunate we are, alhamdulillah, that we are told these phrases through which our du'as will be accepted, and how beautiful they are when we supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using these sentences after comprehending them, after understanding the meanings of them, then how beautiful and how you know, how much relishing it would be for us to supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty.
One of the verses which was mentioned, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum.
Ji. Right.
This is also part of Ayatul Kursi.
Ji.
The initial
indeed
part. Now those views of Madani Channel Day, alhamdulillah, many Muslims across the globe, they have memorized Ayatul Kursi. So the first part of Ayatul Kursi you can recite whenever you're making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start reciting this beautiful, you can recite complete Ayatul Kursi. Right, there are many other benefits, alhamdulillah.
Indeed.
Especially whenever you finish your salah, fard salah, you should recite inshallah azawajal. And there's a glad tiding of Jannah for that person.
Respective
views of Manishan, recite this part. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you remember, ilahukum ilahun wahid, la ilaha illa huwa ar-rahmanur rahim. Recite it and then make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah azawajal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah accept our du'as. Respecting views of Madinishan, we are talking about Ismi Azam. Alhamdulillah, we have covered few narrations with regards to Ismi Azam and those kalimat, sentences, phrases which we should mention, recite when we are making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The essence of worship, weapon of believer, dua. But now it's the time to include one segment, and that is today's message. Let's go towards this segment. We'll come back and continue our topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum. Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
My dear Islamic brothers, if anyone hurts your feelings, breaks your heart, you're all humans, it happens, then recall this verse. Recall this quality of Siddiq Akbar. To Allah, I forgive him. You please forgive me. You said him in Quran, Allah will forgive you, and Allah is forgiving and merciful. I'm also slave of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar. Wallah, I'm making little effort. I'm forgiving my servant, my employee, my wife. One also gets hurt through wife. Your sisters are listening to me. You forgive your husband. Husbands hurt their wives a lot. Yes, they abuse them verbally and physically. Some hit their wife. They come home after using drugs, drinking alcohol. Please don't do this. She's your wife. She also possesses heart.
whenever and whatever you want, you say to her and leave, and she keeps on crying at home, you will be held accountable for this also. Father is hurt because of his son. He should forgive his son, and other way around. We have a very short life. Do not spend your life in problems and tensions. Otherwise, your whole life will pass in problems. Because of these problems, people have got hypertension, diabetes, many diseases, maybe jealousy, arrogance, animosity, enmity, hatred in our heart could be causes of such diseases. Relatives have broken ties. Mother-in-law has problem with daughter-in-law. And likewise, daughter-in-law has problem with mother-in-law. That's what is happening. Please, please forgive each other. Allah is all forgiving. If you forgive people of Allah, He, Ghafoor al-Rahim, will forgive you. But kind Rabb will forgive our sins. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgives our mistakes, what else do we need? People say, no, I'm not going to forgive. I'll show who am I. Yes, now he will understand. I'll sack him from his job. I'll destroy his life. He has talked ill about me. I'll tell the world who is he. Now I'll disrepute him in print media, social media. Listen to this hadith, especially those who have malice, who want to take revenge. Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, the one who does not forgive will not be forgiven. He who doesn't show mercy to others will not be shown mercy. Sadly, people say, no, why should I be merciful? If servant makes a mistake, they say he should be punished. There would be many poor employees who would be victim of abuse, but they couldn't say anything because they know if they quit, they won't be able to find another job. But they too have heart. He will also be heard one day. You think you're boss, you can do whatever you want? Those sisters were listening to me. They should ponder how they treat their maids. How do they talk to them? They too have heart. The way there are rights of your family upon you, there are also rights of servants. Don't break hearts. And if today we did not forgive, and we are held accountable tomorrow, then...
What a beautiful message by Maulana Abdul Habib Attari. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should forgive others. This was the message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to forgive others. When we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. I've made mistakes. Oh Allah, forgive me. But we should also think when it comes on us that if someone has made a mistake, do we forgive others or not? This is something we need to think and reflect about. Wasima, I would like a few words on this. What do you think? Abdul Hamid Attari, he was giving this beautiful message in this clip that we should forgive others. Right? We shouldn't Indeed. Keep malice against others, and we should forgive them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, because this is the program of dua, Ya Allah, forgive me. So, do you think that we should also forgive others?
Of course, Rizwan, but you see, when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or hope from Allah Almighty that He will forgive us, on the other hand, if we may develop a mindset that how do we expect Allah Almighty to forgive us when we are not willing to forgive other people?
Sure.
You see, we ourselves are embodiment of shortcomings, embodiments of sins.
True.
And we always keep supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us without accountability, without holding us to account. This is the hope that we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then why is it that when it comes to us, when it comes to us that we have the authority of forgiving someone or taking revenge from him, then why do we choose taking revenge? If that is the case with us that we are doing today, then what will happen if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also holds us account for our transgression and sins? So this is very, very important, Rizwan. And also there has been glad tidings mentioned in a hadith regarding those people who forgive other people, who adopt politeness, who adopt affection, who adopt leniency, that they will be forgiven without accountability on the Day of Judgment. They will be ordered to go in Jannah. That you've been forgiven without accountability today. You see, on that day, Rizwan, I would just like to add over here that imagine that today we had the opportunity of forgiving someone. We had that control, but our ego, you know, overcame us and we didn't forgive him. We took his revenge and everything. Now, on the Day of Judgment, when the sun is only a quarter mile away, and we all are hoping for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see people entering Jannah without accountability. But who are those? Those who forgave people in the world. Wouldn't we be thinking at that time that only if I had forgiven this very person in the world when I had power over him? this very deed could perhaps become a means of our salvation on the Day of Judgment. Sure. So if you expect or hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you for your sins without accountability, then adopt this nature within your nature as well, that you forgive the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah Almighty showers mercy upon you.
Beautiful message, mashallah. The respect because of mention, very simple and straightforward message is that we should have that forbearance, a hilm within our personality, and we should forgive others' mistakes, having this hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also forgive our mistakes. Furthermore, if you could please mention in any hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Ismi Azam, any other glad tiding which has been mentioned, and we can learn that Ismi Azam and praise and make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
SubhanAllah. Some ulama, Rizwami, they mention, Ya Badi'a Samawati wal Ardi, Ya Thal Jalali wal Ikram.
SubhanAllah.
This to be the Ismi Azam. And Sayyidina Sari bin Yahya rahmatullahi ta'ala, he narrates from some awliya karam that I used to supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that show me Ismi Azam. You see how beautiful awliya karam are. You see their proximity, their qurb in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're supplicating to Allah Almighty to show them Ismi Azam. And then he says that I saw a star in the sky upon which Ya Badi'a Samawati wal Ardi Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. This was inscribed, this was written. And in other words, this was indicated to him that this is Ismi Azam, this is the meaning of Ismi Azam. Again, these are the words of glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ulama, they also include this very statement to be amongst Ismi Azam.
SubhanAllah. So Ya Badi'a Samawati wal Ardi Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. We mention this and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive us. Forgive the whole Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam too. Respecting rules of Madanishal, we are learning those kalimat, those phrases, alhamdulillah, which are mentioned in the books of our hadith. We should learn them and we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So further, there is another beautiful glad tiding which is mentioned, that Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Some of the ulama, they have said these are the words, these are the kalimat, these are the words which are Ismi Azam. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. So it's very easy. Those views of Padrishal, they find it hard to remember big phrases or sentences or kalimat. I think this is very easy for them because we remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always say, Allahu Akbar. We know the name, the blessed, dhati name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And Ismi Jalalat, Allah. Right? You just need to say, Ya Allahu. If you can repeat with me, Ya Allahu.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allahu.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allahu.
Ya Allah.
And then we remember, alhamdulillah, every Muslim knows that Allah is Rahman and Rahim. So if you just need to say, Ya Rahmanu. Ya Rahmanu.
Ya Rahman.
Ya Rahmanu.
Ya Rahman.
And then, Ya Rahimu.
Ya
Rahimu, Ya Rahimu. Respecting this, these kalimat are beautiful, but we should also learn how to recite them correctly. This is also important.
So this is also the sequence in Bismillah.
Yeah.
Another way of remembering them, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
MashaAllah.
So Allah, Rahman, Rahim.
Yeah.
Same sequence as Bismillah.
Yeah. In this Bismillah, these all three beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have been mentioned, we can remember, and whenever you pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua, supplicate. You can start your dua, or you can include these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your dua. Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahim. And then you make dua inshaAllah, because according to few ulama and Islamic scholars, this is Ismi Azam. And when you make dua with Ismi Azam, your dua is accepted.
SubhanAllah.
One important point I wanted to clarify and bring the attentions of viewers. Okay, fair enough, we have knowledge. We know these are the words, we know these are the ahadith, we know these are the extracts we should recite, these are the Quranic verses we should recite. how important it is to recite them correctly.
SubhanAllah.
If we want to earn the reward and receive benefits, that will only be possible when we recite them with proper rules and regulations.
SubhanAllah.
Right? With proper maharaj also.
Indeed.
We seek knowledge for various other things in this world, right? Even let's take an example of driving.
Indeed.
We take so many lessons how to learn. What are the rules? What are the do's and don'ts of driving? What you can do, what you cannot do, where to stop, where to move.
Indeed.
What are the signs? Right? And then people, they spend thousands of pounds, keep on taking lessons. They fail, they take lesson again, they fail, they give test again, they fail. And people, they also request for du'as, may I pass my driving lessons, driving test. But respective use of Madani Channel, we spend a lot of money on these worldly things. But when it comes to learn Quran with proper rules and regulations, proper recitation of those du'as which we have memorized, when we mention the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we make du'a in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then if we do not recite it properly, I think we should also spend some money, some time, some effort to learn Quran properly.
Indeed.
What would you say on this, and how would you recommend? What can Dawat Islami do for those viewers right now? They're watching and they're thinking, no, let's stop here and think seriously that in my life I did not learn Quran properly, how to even recite it properly. I don't know du'as what I'm making in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether I'm reciting them correctly. To be honest with you, if you go sit before any Qari Sahib and you recite your Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, these three words that we just mentioned, Allah, Rahman and Rahim, maybe Qari Sahib would say that you are not reciting properly. Your Bismillah Sharif is not correct. Your Kalima, the statement of faith, Shahada, that is not correct. Let alone respective of Madani Channel, sometimes people, they do not know how to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. They don't know how to say it. But yet we should reflect. Life is there, time is there, we are breathing, we've got time. What advice would you give?
MashaAllah, I think you've touched upon very, very important aspect of this entire discussion, that without having our pronunciation correct, the whole concept of reciting these du'as will be nullified.
The essence, the benefits,
indeed,
we may not be able to receive.
Indeed, we won't be able to receive the benefits. And the beauty of Dawat-e-Islami is that it not only highlights the issue, but it also gives the solution.
Alhamdulillah.
Now, as you beautifully summarized this entire discussion of a topic today, that we covered the different Ism-e-Azam, and towards the end, you mentioned how important it is to recite that through correct pronunciations. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is there to assist you, to help you, to educate you through Madrasatul Madina Balighan, which is held in person, physically, which you can attend at various places. So you can ask the local responsible Islamic brothers, they will guide you where they are held. And Alhamdulillah, you will learn how to recite the Quran, you will learn many du'as, you will learn the method of salah, and so many other things, inshallah.
But if I don't have time to go, is there any other option available?
Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is there for us in this regard as well. Online, Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is also providing these services. Faizan Online Academy, Alhamdulillah, various courses are available over there. I would urge all viewers of Madani Channel to go online, and there would be a list of all the courses that are available that one can do through Faizan Online Academy at your convenience, at whatever time suits you. One-to-one Qari Sahib will teach you. So in to cut the long story short, we don't have any excuse now that we can't learn the Quran. We don't have any excuse. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, what Brother Rizwan has just touched upon, this is very, very important. Very important for us. And in many cases, having certain amount of knowledge regarding Tajweed is also fard upon us. So don't delay in this. Go online if you can't attend physically. One-to-one Qari Sahib will teach you how to recite the Quran at the convenience of your home, whatever time suits you, round the clock, whenever it's easy for you. Try to book yourself in for those classes. Insha'Allah, you will eventually learn how to recite the Quran properly, and ultimately these du'as as well.
MashaAllah, beautiful. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, now it's time to include a segment which is known as a biography of today's personality. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
ادعوني استجب لَكُمْ Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
Respected viewers, today's personality, inshallah, we'll be discussing and talking about is from the Silsila Qadriya, Saints of Qadriya Order. And who is that? Let's find out from Muballigh of Dawat-e-Islami, Muhammad Wasim Abbas Attari. Ji Wasim bhai.
SubhanAllah. Rizwan bhai, today's personality, amazing personality.
SubhanAllah.
Sayyiduna Mir Sayyid Musa Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Now, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala was born in Baghdad.
Okay.
Baghdad itself, itself is the center location for awliya. And not only he was a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he held many other accomplishments as well. He was not only known as a waliullah, but he was also known as Shaykhul Mashayikh.
Subhanallah.
You can imagine a
Shaykh of Mashayikh.
Shaykh of Mashayikh. Shaykh of other Pirani Unzam. They would take spirituality from him.
Subhanallah.
That's how great he was. Not only this, he was also referred to as Sardarul Awliya,
leader of awliya.
The leader of
friends
awliya.
Of Allah,
not only this, he was also referred to as the leader of Asfiya.
Subhanallah. Sufiya.
The Sufiya. Those who were completely submissive in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who's submissive in the remembrance of Allah Almighty, we can imagine how highly rewarded he himself would be, how great a status he would hold in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he was known to be their leaders as well. Now, Sayyidina Amir Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala, he had his initial spiritual training and religious training from his father, Mir Sayyid Ali rahmatullahi ta'ala, who himself was also a wali of his time, a saint of his time. And when we talk about Sayyidina Mir Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala, whether it is worship, whether it is other spiritual exercises, whether it is other acts of worship, he rahmatullahi ta'ala was matchless. In all these aspects, whether you talk about being secluded from the dunya in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you want to talk about reforming the ummah, being within the community, from every aspect he was matchless. There was no one, no contemporary of his could meet his status. This is what his status was. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also granted him this status that many, many people, they attained blessings from him. They attained knowledge from him. Again, knowledge is also attached with awliya. Whenever we talk about awliya, along with the statuses, knowledge is also there. So many people, they also acquired many branches of knowledge from him as well. And then Sayyidina Mir Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala, he passed away on 13th Rajab al-Murajab 763 Hijri, and his shrine is in Baghdad Sharif. But this very saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this very wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an amazing personality, a shining bright star of the sky of sainthood, and we do supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Sayyidina Mir Sayyid Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala to shower countless mercies upon his blessed shrine and forgive us all without accountability for his sake.
Amen. Allah, respected viewers of Hadith Shem, we learned about beautiful personality from the saints of Qadriya Order. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon his shrine and forgive us for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have been learning about those kalimat. We have been learning about those words and phrases which we should mention when we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, now it's the time to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll try to mention those phrases, inshallah, those words, what we have covered, and we'll make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can join right now, wherever you are, sitting, any part of the world, raise your hands. Let's make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is an essence of our ibadah.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum. Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
Respected viewers of Padin Shaykh, let's make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين يا ربنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين Ya Rahman Rahimin. Ya Allahu Ya Kareem. Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim. إلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين
آمين
يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا الله يا كريم يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ستار يا غفار يا رب ذو الجلال مالك ولا once again you raised our filthy sinful hands in your pure court يا الله عز وجل forgive us يا رحمن forgive our parents forgive the whole ummah of رسول عليه الصلاة والسلام يا رب ذو الجلال مالك ولا forgive us Allah, forgive all our major and minor sins. Ya Allah, forgive all our major and minor sins. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Alaykum Allah, forgive the whole Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, we have committed many sins. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, we have committed many sins. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, Abad Nama, Amal, Book of Deed is full of sins. Ya Ilahi, Nama, Amal, Jab Kulne Lage, Ed Poshe, Khalq, Sattari, Khataka, Sadhu. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Malikum Ola, forgive us, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, show your mercy upon us. جے میں ویکھا املا ملے کچھ نہیں میرے پلے جے میں ویکھا رحمت تیری بلے بلے عدل کرے تا تھر تھر کمبل اونچیاں شانہ والے فضل کرے تا بخشے جاوڑ میں جہے یا رب ذوالجلال مالک مولا فگیو اس For the sake of awliya, for the sake of your chosen anbiya, for the sake of your beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, Malikum Allah, forgive all our shortcomings, all our major and minor sins. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, give us ikhlas, give us sincerity. Ya Allah, whatever we do for your pleasure only. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, when we come, After death, Ya Allah, you are pleased with us. We are pleased to meet you too, Ya Allah.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Malikum Allah, give us tawfiq. That we love Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam more than anything, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, in this world. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, give us true love of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Give us love of Sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. May we follow up alayhi salatu wassalam the way you want to follow. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Malikum Allah, whoever has requested for du'as, accept their du'as, accept their hajat, accept their pleas. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, you are the one who grants us. You are the one who gives us. Ya Allah, you are the one who provides each and everything we ask from you. Ya Allah, grant us blessings. Grant us from your hidden treasures. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, whoever is in need, Jais, Hajat, plea. He's raising, she's raising hands in your blessed court. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, accept our lawful jais hajat. Show me your merciful sight upon our du'as, our hajat. For the sake of these kalimat, we have praised you with Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Rahman, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from Jahannam, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. When we live on Islam, when we die on Iman, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. We die on Iman, Ya Allah. Ameen. Protect our Iman at the time of our death. May we behold, may we see the blessed vision of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. May we depart this mortal world. May we are present in Madinatul Nabi Zadahullah, Shafu Ta'zim, under the shade of Gumbad al-Khazra. And we die there, beholding Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, reciting Shahada, Ya Allah, Azza wa Jalla. We leave this world with Iman. And we may be buried in Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Medina, Ya Allah. And when we are raised with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, when we die with Iman in Madinatul Nabi. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, Malikum Ola, those that are ill, give them shifa. Those that are worried, remove their worries. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, those that have departed from this mortal world, forgive them. Ya Allah, Azza wa Jal, Ya Rahman, Karam, Raham. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله يا الله جد میں واپسی ہو سامنے ہو روضہ رسول اللہ لب پہ ہو لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم جزاکاللہ خیرا. That's all for today. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back next week, same time, same channel, with another beautiful topic. Keep watching another channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum. Supplicate to me, I will accept it.